Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That'll wake you up on a Tuesday morning, and I can imagine there are some Eagles fans who are waking up with a headache. Either alcohol-induced or rage-induced. Either way, the tough ending to Monday Night Football in Philadelphia on what was Nick Foles' night. Also, I get the feeling that there will be a lot of Jason Kelce nights. We'll see how that plays out. I'm not sure he is ready to walk away from the football stadium. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Coming up momentarily, our friend John Kincaid, before he does his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly. He's always taught me that uncomfortable radio is necessary in our broadcast space. And so I know he will bring that this morning based on his social media reaction. First, though, if you went to bed early, you maybe missed a couple of the late twists. We're just going to play in three easy highlights. This is how you summarize the final 2 minutes of the game. The Eagles are up 18-15. They're inside the red zone. They have a 3rd and 3, and they decide that they will try a pass play.
Hurts lines them up again. Barkley behind them. Now, Hurts is under center this time. Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
He definitely did. Went right through his hands. Eagles radio with that call. So they take the field goal instead. They go up by 6. Falcons get the ball on their own 30. They've got about 99 seconds to go. They march down the field promptly. 4 straight completions by Kirk Cousins, and they are in the red zone before you know it.
Here's Cousins, waving London to the far side, takes a snap, Kirk looks, sails it, Drake there, caught, touchdown Atlanta, Drake London, for the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
And that's the call on the Falcons radio network. 34 seconds to go, Drake London hauls in that touchdown. Now, he does have a machine gun celebration, which draws an unsportsmanlike conduct flag. And so the extra point is actually 48 yards, but it sails through the uprights. Falcons are up by one. Still 34 seconds to go for Jalen Hurts and company.
Atlanta going to bring four this time. Try to get there. Hurts is hit as he throws. Bates
talking. Jesse, baby.
Jesse Bates interception. Yeah. With 32 seconds left, Jesse Bates comes up with the interception. And Atlanta, in the thick of the night, has stolen one from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Once again, the call there on Falcons radio. And yes, Monday Night Football to wrap up week number two. It's a one-point win. John Kincaid joining us now from Philadelphia. Though, for those of you who don't know, he spent a good chunk of his career in Atlanta. So if you don't mind, John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I would like to ask you about the Atlanta perspective first. They spent a lot of money on Kirk Cousins. How important this win for them?
Well, I think it's huge. But I would like to correct the great Wes Durham, who is one of the best radio play-by-play guys in the business, had the pleasure of giving him a big hug yesterday. I'd like to correct him, though. He said that the Falcons stole one in the night in Philadelphia. Wes, that was a Christmas gift under the tree, wrapped with a big bow on it. That was the wife running out into the driveway, and the hubby put the big ribbon around the car on Christmas morning. That was a giveaway. That was an absolute giveaway last night, and it was an absolute disgrace, Amy. And can you tell I'm working on like 2 hours, 50 minutes sleep?
I can.
It may be part of it. Yeah, it may be part of it. Yeah.
I'm trying to start out with something positive. Like, how great is it?
There isn't anything positive,
okay.
Amy.
All right.
You stop
okay.
it.
Okay. How great is it to be back in the stadium, though? For a couple of years, you couldn't do that, John.
Yeah, it was great to be back. It was great to be in the stadium. Great to be there. Until like the last 2 minutes when Nick Sirianni should have told me I needed a cup because I got kicked right in the privates. That was terrible.
See what I told you about uncomfortable radio with John Kincaid. Okay, so let's start with that third down call. What would you have done?
I would have run the football. Third and three. Oh, by the way, the guy you decided to throw it to has the most drops of any running back in the NFL. Since 2021. So what I would have done is I would have handed it to Saquon Barkley, or I would have kept it myself if I was Jalen Hurts, and I would have tried to get outside, get a yard or two, and then slide down. I would have absolutely taken 40-some seconds, around 40 seconds off the clock, and if you notice, when the Falcons scored, they would have needed more time than that.
Yes.
And if on fourth down, let's say you get 1 yard there and it's fourth and two, or you get 2 yards there and it's fourth and one, you know then Nick Sirianni's going for it. You get 1 yard, you win the game, or otherwise. I do not put the ball at risk. There's no reason that you should put the ball at risk. It was dumb. I can't believe they did it. They were dopes. I mean, honestly, absolute dopes. And Nick Sirianni right now would get beaten in a game of Candyland. It's disgraceful. That was a joke.
I know that we have spoken in the past, and Nick Sirianni, not a huge fan of a lot of his decision-making. People have talked about him being on the hot seat. So how much does this game change his status?
You had at least half the fan base was sitting on the fence wondering, what does the guy do? Because they brought in somebody to run the offense, somebody to run the defense. He's not a specialist in anything. Twice he's had the opportunity. 7 games into his career, he gave up play calling as a head coach. Then you give him, he last year when the offense was crashing, he had no plan to be able to save it. So people were like on the fence. I wanted him back. I wanted to give him another shot. I wanted to let him be the CEO. Right now, I wouldn't let him be the CEO of an ice cream shop. I mean, seriously, his decision-making to me makes no sense. That is, there's zero reason that you're risking the ball at that point when you could take 40 seconds off the clock against an opponent that doesn't have a timeout. And more importantly, let's say you go for it on fourth down again, and you don't get 3 yards in two plays, which, by the way, they had done all night long.
Right.
They had done that all night long. They get 3 yards in two plays, they win the game. Or turn the ball over to the Falcons there. You're up by three. Even if you turn it over there, you're turning it over around the 10-yard line or inside the 10. They have no timeouts, and there's around 50-something seconds to go in the game. They would most likely just go get in field goal position to try to tie you. It makes no sense to me. It just is. He's aggravating.
John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia, already fired up for his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Though he was fired up before he went to bed, however long he was actually able to sleep. And you make a good point. I mean, the Eagles had nearly 200 yards rushing. They'd already had the whole tush push to get their touchdown earlier in that half. Barkley had nearly 100 yards. Hurts had nearly 90 yards himself. So it doesn't make any sense. And it's weird. Sometimes I feel like he's aggressive in the wrong situations and then conservative in the wrong situations. Like earlier in the game, he's got a 4th and 4 inside the red zone. This was, what, their second drive? And he decides to go for it instead of taking the points. So, yeah, why not apply the same philosophy all the way around?
And those are points, Amy, that, again, at the end of the game, you're a winner.
Yeah.
You're a winner. You know, you take, like, I'm not doing 20/20 hindsight. I said it at the time on my social media, take the points. I would take the points. At that point, I would have gone up 3-0. You didn't score on your opening drive, and you got the ball first. Your defense gave you a stop. Your defense has been shaky. Put points on the board. Start to take a little bit of pressure off your defense. When you've got a bad defensive club, and they're a bad defensive club, or mediocre at best, you then put some points on the board. Take a little bit of the pressure off them, and instead he puts the pressure right back on them.
I kind of hate the hot take. Okay, I really hate the hot take that this is Saquon Barkley's fault because he's, as you point out, the defense was not good and Saquon doesn't play defense. He wasn't the guy who was out there allowing all of these long completions, especially the Darnell Mooney, the two catches him. So what did you see on that Falcons drive?
Well, let's just say is that I'm not a Fangio this morning of Vic. I don't know what they were doing, but I think I had watched that game. The minute the third down reception was dropped, I turned to the people that I was sitting with in the press box and I said, they're going to lose this game, aren't they?
Ah.
And I just felt it. I felt it because they had left too much time on the clock and they were going to go up 6 and that's fine. But I didn't think that they would have the ability to stop them. And I said, every Falcons-Eagles game, I swear, it ends in the red zone. It ends like with a big play. It's seemingly in the red zone, and usually the Eagles win it. That was coaching malpractice last night. Absolutely malpractice. And anybody who tries to argue with you that it was the smart call to throw the football to Saquon to Barkley at that point, then you should have gone for it on 4th down the next play. It doesn't make sense to go aggressive and then all of a sudden go conservative. You should have gone for it on 4th down, too, if you were so intent on ending the game right there on that play. And to me, it was, why go with the risky play when you can go with a high percentage play when you've got a defense that is very shaky at best?
Okay, I'm going to try to brighten the mood again this morning. How many pets have you named after Nick Foles?
One. Nikki Foles is she was very excited for Nick yesterday and very, very excited. She told me before going, she was like, Daddy, I you know, say hello to Nick for me. It was a special night. Look, they blew that. They blew it. They had you know, all the Kelce hysteria. I know outside he's turning Monday Night Countdown into, you know, a spectacle and people are loving it. And then you've got Nick Foles night. So the place is jacked up. And I got to tell you this, I wouldn't invite Nick Sirianni to my birthday party because I know he's going to bring the Carvel cake. He's going to bring Fudgy the Whale, and it's going to be halfway melted. Something's going to happen. The cupcakes are going to be stuck to the lid. All the icing will be stuck to the lid. Seriously, pin the tail on the donkey, that's another story. He can certainly attend.
Oh, gosh, you're making me want ice cream. All these ice cream references at 5:12 Philadelphia time. It's after hours with Amy Lawrence.
I need something stiffer than ice cream right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. Although I don't think you need to be any more fired up, John. I think you're...
Oh, I don't.
No,
I really don't. By the way, how's your second marriage going? Not a peep.
Oh, for God's sake. My husband's going to hear that and go, what?
Two new marriages in a
yes,
year.
Yes, actually today, John, is 9 months. I've been married for an exact 9 months today.
That is awesome. And then Pete, I mean, now it's like...
Two weeks.
I was thinking, I've seen those reality shows where the woman has multiple husbands and stuff, or vice versa. I said, this could really work for you guys. I wish, I'm hoping you enjoy the marriage.
All right. Seriously, my husband's not going to like that. Yes, thank you, John. So as we're still talking about the Eagles, but big picture, what about the NFC East, what you've seen so far?
Oh, the NFC East looks a little shaky. I'm not worried about the fact that they're going to be able to get right back in it and have a chance to win the NFC East, but Dallas looked like crap on Sunday. Detroit didn't look good. San Francisco didn't look good. You had the opportunity to take advantage of it and give yourself another conference win, and they blew it. They're going to regret that. They will regret that down the line, and I don't expect A.J. Brown to be ready for the Saints game. So they're going to be going another game without A.J. Brown. And I said it going into the game yesterday and said it on social media that I did not think the Eagles could cover that point spread. I didn't think their defense is good enough that to be able to cover what I thought was a very, very, 5.5 points was very, very rich. And I think that they're going to have problems. And the way the Saints played, that was absolutely fantastic, what they've done in the first two games. Who knows what's real right now? But what is real is the Eagles' defense is shaky as hell.
Okay, but where's their reason for hope? Can we be a little positive on this Tuesday morning?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they have plenty of reason for hope.
Okay.
If A.J. Brown's back, I would tell you that I don't believe there's a more talented offense. If everybody's healthy in the NFC, other than potentially San Francisco, nobody has as much as they have. They have a really good offensive line. They have with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown right there, you've got two amazing receivers. You've got Saquon Barkley, who is a fantastic back. You've got so many reasons to be positive. I don't know where Dallas Goedert is. I'm going to look at I don't drink milk, but I'll look at the carton this morning and see where he was last night, because it really didn't seem like he had many opportunities. I was expecting more there. It was just a really, really rough night overall. Mm. Really, really rough.
So is there any chance that Philadelphia sports fans can balance their Eagles angst with the fact that the baseball team has got right now the best record in all of the game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's excitement for Red October, but it's one of those things, too, where they were cruising ahead of the entire pack by a comfortable margin and sort of gave it back. So there's going to be some stress there. I personally am going to be odd, and I'm going to tell you, I don't want the top seed. I want them to be the 2 seed. I want them to get the bye week where they don't play, mm-hmm. but I want them to be the 2, because the winner of the top seed, so let's say that the Dodgers beat them out for it, they're going to play the winner of Arizona-San Diego. I would rather play the winner of Milwaukee and, I guess, either the Mets or the Braves. I would rather play them in a 5-game series where you've rested up, set up your rotation. I would feel better facing one of them, the familiarity of a divisional opponent, or facing the Milwaukee Brewers, than I would facing the Arizona Diamondbacks, the defending NL champs, or mm-hmm. the Padres.
Mm.
So, to me, you can have the number 1 seed. I just want them to get the bye, and then they can
gotcha.
Take that week off, set up the rotation. It should be a fun Red October. It always is here. It's a zoo.
Looking forward to it. Okay, before I let you go, I promised my audience I would ask you this. You cannot pick Rocky, but you can pick any other Philly sports hero. Where does the former Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles belong on the list?
Oh, he's right near the top. Allen Iverson is one that I guess the Sixers fans always love Iverson, even though he never delivered them a title. He is somebody that is just thought of as the underdog. So it's that same sort of script there. There hasn't been anybody in hockey, honestly, since I was a kid. So, I mean, I don't really even consider that in the mix. For the Phillies, it really, really depends. Mike Schmidt, the greatest third baseman of all time. Mm-hmm. But you had Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley really sort of resonate with the fan base here, and Ryan Howard, the triumvirate of them for an era of Phillies football, of baseball, 5 years, it was really good. But I'm going to tell you, Nick Foles, for Eagles fans, is right there. He Donovan McNabb makes it hard to dig him. He's just an odd cat at times. And he was tremendous. He's the greatest quarterback I ever saw wearing Eagles uniform. That's not a question to me. But to me, there's something about that Nick Foles story that is just so Philadelphia. And by the way, Kelsey's another one. He's one of those guys. Jason Kelsey's just one of those guys who will forever be – He's a Philly guy, and they love him.
Just promise me that you're never going to try to imitate his style with a green velour sweatsuit on TV. Please don't.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But after I saw Jason dance last night, I know I could do that. I know I could look like a spaz. But you know what? Everything that Kelce does is well received here, and he is. If he ran, Amy, if he ran for mayor, everyone else would drop out of the race against him.
Nice.
They would not even spend their money because he would win easily, and I wouldn't put it past him someday.
So coming up at 6 a.m. Eastern time, so about 40 minutes from now, he's not going to take a breath. 6 to 10, he's going, he's blowing, that's it. John Kincaid.
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
But thank you for starting your morning with us.
All right, I say hello. Hopefully everything's going great, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, John.
Take care.
Well, mostly I'm really excited that he is able to get back to the stadium and be in the press box because John, for those of you who don't know, recently beat cancer for the third time. He's a badass and he's a fighter and a longtime friend. I'm always in awe of him. I could not do radio like him, but he's hysterical. And so we have fun. Yeah, don't want to miss it. Check it out on 97.5 The Fanatic. He'll be on in about 40 minutes. And no joke, he's not going to take a breath the entire time. They're going to go nuts. With the Eagles. So get it all out. Get it all out. Just let it out. That's what you got to do, Philadelphia. At John Kincaid is where you can find him. KINCADE. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me. You want to vote for TD of the Week. It's up. It's available. Finally put it there on Facebook as well. Good morning to you. Now, if you're not a Philadelphia Eagles fan, well, yeah, in fact, it is a really good morning.
It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 minute to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Zelping into the end zone.
To cast your vote for the TD of the Week, give us a call at 855-212-4227. The New York Jets.
Tied at 17, second and four. Jets on the 20-yard line of Tennessee. Play clock at five. Rodgers under center. Braylon Allen alone set back. He takes the handoff, runs right, has a crease to the 15. Oh. Stiff arm, freeway, five, goal line, touchdown. That's a Jet touchdown. And the Jets have the lead back on Braylon Allen's second touchdown of the game.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. Heads left to the 40. Cuts back to the 25. Heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners. To the 5. Touchdown!
The New Orleans Saints.
Parsons is on the far side, has Shaheed in front of him. Under center is Carr. Play action to Jamal Williams. He's looking deep, and he's throwing deep, and he's throwing for Shaheed. Shaheed makes the catch. 10, 5, goose. See you later. 5. No flags. 70 yards. You can be greedy, my friend, because it makes for a great touchdown.
The Atlanta Falcons.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Cousins waving London to the far side, takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it, Drake there, caught! Touchdown, Atlanta! Drake London, for the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
Those are your very exciting, very entertaining candidates for TD of the Week. Braylon Allen, the 20-year-old Jets running back who actually was leading them in receiving for quite a while on Sunday against the Titans in Nashville. His second touchdown from 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. This one's a handoff, but it goes 20 yards, and it's the go-ahead score against Tennessee and allows the Jets to move on and get their first win of the year. The call with Bob Wischusen on Jets radio. Justin Jefferson, 97 yards. I mean, Sam Darnold chucked that puppy from his own end zone. He was deep in purple grass, purple painted grass, 60 yards through the air, and Justin Jefferson did the rest, getting behind the defense. Paul Allen with the call on Vikings radio is there 2-0 and will be hosting the Houston Texans in week number 3. How about Rashid Shaheed? 2 weeks, two long touchdown catches from Derek Carr. Both cases, he also got behind the defense with his speed and his craftiness and was able to haul in a long score. And that's the call on Saints radio. And then finally, you just saw it on Monday Night Football, or if you didn't, you heard it on Westwood One, or if you didn't, well, good thing you have our show. The go-ahead touchdown for the Falcons with 34 seconds left. Kirk Cousins, he's still got it. a 70-yard touchdown drive in a minute and 5 seconds with the pressure on. Who needs the two-minute drill? He just needed 65 seconds. And so Drake London able to haul in his first TD in quite a while. And already the voting is brisk on this Tuesday morning at Amy After Hours to find our Touchdown Tuesday poll, or you can find it on our Facebook page as well. We're so glad to have you with us here on the Infinity Sports Network After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we'd already revealed that Alvin Kamara was our Monday MVP, or I should say appropriately, your Monday MVP. We've been going through some of the injuries, certainly a broken down Monday Night Football and all of really the twists and turns in the final couple minutes. This is what you know about the NFL is very often saves the best for last. And no, I'm not in any way implying that there is a script, only that the games are so competitive, the teams are so competitive that you get to this point. They're putting everything out there. Plus, it's so inconsistent early in the year, too, that you've got that Eagles defense allowing a wide open field. And I know John Kincaid, who joined us to start the hour, was kind of poking fun at Vic Fangio. He's a great defensive guy. So this should be an upgrade for Philadelphia, but they're clearly still working it out. And Pete, I don't know if you happen to catch any of the Monday Night Mainings, but Bill Belichick, I mean, he's big on the defensive side of the ball, of course. He actually was taking a bit of a pot shot of his own. So he was talking about the defenses on either side. And, you know, early on, there weren't a lot of points to be accounted for. But I'm not sure that it was the defense that was doing a great job. It really was more of a disjointed offense, some strange decisions, some poor execution on both parts, right? Both Atlanta and Philadelphia. But the point was made by Bill Belichick that A.J. Terrell is a very expensive cornerback. And he actually said, I don't know why you pay him all that money when he's gone, what is it, 10 games or something without an interception. So, yeah, he was kind of on Terrell's case about not having made a palpable impact so far.
Well, if you think Bill Belichick is thorough as a head coach, and he is going to be even more thorough as with anything involving defense. And his efficiency in terms of taking a player and maximizing his value was premier in New England and when he was with the Giants and when he was a defensive coordinator. That's his bread and butter, and you're gonna hear that a lot. This is the start of the icing on the cake with that.
So actually, I'm going to amend it because I think at 10 games, I don't know where I got that from, but that's not what it was. Right. I'm looking at his stats. He hasn't had a pick since 21. Since 21. So it's been 3 years without an interception. And he has had some fumble recoveries. You know, he's had a couple of those big plays. I'm not saying he hasn't made any impact, but in terms of interceptions, that's what Belichick was saying, is you pay a lot of money to a dude who hasn't had, so it's a 4-year deal, who hasn't had an interception in 3 seasons.
And also, keep this in mind. We talk about how Belichick might want another shot at the brass ring, and one of the options could be Philadelphia if they don't get off to a great start. You know, we talked about Sirianni last year and the locker room.
In season's tough, though. No, it's saying, really tough.
Not saying in season. I'm saying possibly if they falter at the end of the year, maybe that's a direction Belichick goes.
I just know. Well, it is kind of funny, though, that he's poking fun at Atlanta, or at least an element of Atlanta, considering that he did 2 interviews with the Falcons last year, and they ultimately decided to go in a different direction with Raheem Morris. He didn't mention that, of course, last night. No one brought that up, but he's a guy who I think instantly, just by walking in the room, but also because he's forgotten more football than the rest of us know, he could make that type of an impact. And so really the rhetoric around him has been he's intimidating people. So some of the other people in the building, they don't necessarily want to work with him, which I think is stupid, right? You're afraid to work with someone who knows more than you do.
They're jealous. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of sad. But also that he will right away bring such an impact that it's going to be a team who is kind of sick of either, I would say like spinning its wheels or stuck in neutral, that type of an idea, or a team that is ready. They feel like they've got all the pieces, but they just don't have the leadership. They need somebody to put those pieces together. I don't know, though, that he'd be a guy to take over midseason, but maybe. I mean, there's some people that think he would be a candidate. I just know that it's a completely different Belichick than the one that we've talked about and listened to for years. I have been in press conferences with Belichick before where someone has asked him an actual technical football question, and he has gone on for, you know, lengthy answer, and it's fascinating to hear him talk about football. So I appreciate that we're going to get at least part of a season, maybe a whole season, maybe more, of him on the Mannings or with Peyton, because they've clearly developed a rapport. The humor is there too. Like he and Eli have decided they will make a truce, right? Because of what happened with the two giant Super Bowls against the Patriots. It's really good stuff. And when they have, as they've worked on, you know, not stepping on each other, because they're all in different places, it got a lot more enjoyable as a listen. So I'm learning. I'm seeing football through his eyes. I don't know that Brady can be as technical on Fox because he doesn't have the time. It's more of a radio show, actually, with Peyton and Bill and Eli, where you're not limited by time other than a commercial break, kind of like we are. But it's very free-flowing and more stream of consciousness. And they do all kinds of goofy stuff, like show videos of, you know, Peyton and Eli when they were younger. Like, it's certainly against Belichick, which is kind of funny. But he actually talked about his, you know, that second half and overtime of the game against the Falcons when they beat him in the Super Bowl, and the kind of stuff that we never got from his post-game press conferences. I mean, it's incredible, the stories and the perceptions, but also the memories he has.
Yeah, you weren't going to get it in a press conference, because for all coaches, there is a weight that comes off once you leave the coaching ranks, and he has proven that 100% here. He's able to relax and talk to everybody as if they're his friend about the game. And as you said, it is nice to hear. I really enjoy when he talks about the game, and it's very entertaining and very into it. He has a good third career here doing the broadcasting. I hope he stays with it. But
we're missing him coaching, though. That's the thing.
I do, but if this is something that takes off, like it could be like Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher, we thought he was going to bounce back into it.
No.
Could be a thing like that.
No. He needs to go back to coaching. He's so close to having the all-time wins record. So I don't know. I feel like we would be lost. Football would be at a loss without any more Belichick, though he doesn't necessarily want the big going-away party.
And to answer your question, he probably has his staff already set for the first call he gets.
I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of these veteran coaches, they have that.
Right.
All right. At A-Law Radio, take our TD of the Week poll. Also on our Facebook page. Good to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amel, the Eagles look to be in control, but a Saquon Barkley drop forced them to kick a field goal for a 6-point lead with 1:39 remaining, which was way too much time for Kirk Cousins.
Here's Cousins, waving London to the far side, takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it, Drake there, caught! Touchdown, Atlanta! Drake London! For the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
Extra point good. Falcons go on the road, stun the Eagles 22-21 as they went 70 yards in 6 plays in just 65 seconds with no timeouts. Call courtesy of the Falcons Radio Network. Cousins threw for 241, 2 scores. Bijan Robinson, 97 yards on the ground. Jalen Hurts threw for 183, ran for another 85, 2 total touchdowns, but it's the Falcons to get the win, and both teams now 1-1. Meanwhile, change in Carolina as Bryce Young heads to the bench. Veteran Andy Dalton takes over. First-year head coach Dave Canales is pulling the plug after just 2 weeks with last year's number one overall pick.
It just kind of lands on my shoulders to be able to make the best decision for our group, to give us our chance, our best chance to win this week. And we focus on the weeks. We focus on the challenge at hand. And we feel like Andy gives us our best chance.
Elsewhere, the Dolphins have added quarterback Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad. But Tua Tagovailoa not headed for IR just yet. Head coach Mike McDaniel trying to take things slow.
You know, he's working with trainers and medical staff diligently. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're in the protocol, and I think he's doing well today, and we take it day by day.
Elsewhere, Rams wideout Cooper Kupp missed an extended period of time due to a sprained ankle. IR a possibility. Chiefs lost running back Isaiah Pacheco 68 weeks, placed on IR, and the 49ers expect to lose Deebo Samuel for a couple of weeks, that with a strained calf. Baseball, Padres took out the Astros 3-1, Guardians up at the Twins 4-3. Mets walked off for the Nationals 2-1-10, Starling Marte with the RBI single. Dodgers roll the Braves 9-0, Cubs dominate the A's 9-2. Cardinals shut down the Pirates 4-0, Rockies trim the Diamondbacks 3-2. Brewers race the Phillies 6-2, and the Tigers clip the Royals 7-6. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
The ball at the 8 of Philadelphia. Cousins in the gun. Three receivers right. Looks into the nickel. The shotgun snap. The center block. The line drive throw. Far side. Caught. Touchdown. At the pylon. London caught it. Chest high. Touchdown. Atlanta. 34 seconds to go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The reason this is not Saquon Barkley's fault... Yeah, he could have made that catch. Whether or not you think the Eagles should have been running the ball when they were up three on the 10-yard line with under 2 minutes to play. Really, a run play is the right call if for no other reason than you're running out the clock. Forget whether or not you pick up the first down. If you go run play on third down, run play on fourth down, you're taking half of that time off the clock. It took the Falcons 1:05 to score a touchdown. They wouldn't have had 1:05 if you had run the ball on both third and fourth down. So I don't understand the logic. Nick Sirianni tried to defend it. It was one of those things where it doesn't... I mean, he's trying to make it fit the situation, but it seems to me he's aggressive in the wrong moments, conservative in the wrong moments, and it turned out to be a mess. But Saquon Barkley's not the reason the Falcons were able to win that game. Saquon Barkley doesn't play defense. He wasn't allowing Kirk Cousins to pick apart the secondary with his four straight completions to get the Falcons into the red zone. And also, he wasn't the one who threw the ball that got intercepted by Jesse Bates. And for his huge exclamation point at the end of this Monday Night Football game, Jesse is the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Big night for the Falcons, for Raheem Morris, for Kirk Cousins, for Jesse Bates. He's been paid too lately, and so it's what they needed. And in the NFC South, yeah, you fall to 0-2. Well, you're looking up at two teams that have started out 2-0, and it makes that job a little bit harder. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. I always think we're going to get to more than what we do, and yeah, we run out of time, which is a good problem to have every single morning when we get to this point. I know that for sure. But if you missed the conversation with John Kincaid in Philadelphia, great stuff. You can find all of it on our podcast, which is usually posted within minutes of the show being done. Now, that call was with Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. He's one of our favorites. We'll get him on the show at some point this season. Many of you wrote to me to call my attention to his moment on CBS where he went to throw to Nate Burleson in the CBS studio. Okay, so this is how it works if you don't watch cable TV anymore. When these games are on cable, if they have a break in the action at their own game site, they'll throw back to the CBS studios, which are located in New York City, and they'll do a quick update on another touchdown or another game-changing play at a field near you, a stadium somewhere else. I don't know, though, Pete. I'm not sure it's great audio on TV, but I suppose we can play it just because it's funny. It doesn't translate as well because you're not seeing the highlight or seeing what Kevin Harlan and the rest of the national audience were seeing, but it is funny when he throws back to himself.
And let's take you to Nate Burleson in New York.
I can't hear anything.
I can hear you. Rodgers against Tennessee, and they're going deep, and it was caught by the Titans. Ridley with a touchdown reception. The former Jacksonville Jaguar, Will Levis, with a long throw for Tennessee. Back to Minneapolis. All right, Nate, thank you. Second down, six. Onside they go. There's Ayuk with the catch, and out of bounds he goes. Shoved over there by Gilmore and Harrison Smith. And he's got the ball. And so first Kevin, down catch out to the, out to the Kevin, 42.
You have called two games at one time, and now you've called a studio and a game at the same time. So you never cease to amaze me. Incredible.
It's called Low IQ.
He is so self-deprecating. He's a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen the video, it's even better with the video. I know it's out there. The NFL on CBS. Remind me who his partner is.
Trent Green.
Oh, it's Trent Green. That's right. I should remember that because he's a former KC quarterback. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. And Harlan always has a response. He always has an answer. It seems like he's never caught off guard, whether it's a cat streaking or a person streaking, or whether it's a situation like that where it's not ordinary and there's a technical malfunction. I wish I had his aplomb and his ability to adjust on the fly, because and he always does it with humor too. He's amazing. So yeah, that was good stuff. And I know many of you have heard him on our show and you understand how much we love the dude here. And honestly, he's talked to us about some of these gaffes where he just loses his mind and starts doing play-by-play of a streaker. And he's vowed on our show multiple times he would never do it again. But I'm hoping he doesn't stick to that vow, because that wouldn't be any fun at all. By the way, if you want to see the end of Falcons and Eagles, and Kirk Cousins having to cover his ears inside his helmet because he can't hear because it's so loud there in Philadelphia, and yet still delivers the ball twice on the money to Darnell Mooney to pick up huge chunk yardage. So, yeah, pretty impressive. Kirk Cousins still got it, $180 million. Now, Pete, I don't have $180 million, but I would like to give my hubs a little bit of a gift for our 9-month anniversary today. Don't laugh. We all have to start somewhere. And I am thrilled. We have now been together exactly 9 months. We got married on December 17th, 2023. It is now September 17th. And here's one of our traditions. So my best friend made cupcakes. Amazing cupcakes for the wedding in lieu of a wedding cake, because we knew we were moving. We have saved two for each of the quarter anniversaries, which September 17th is our 3-quarter anniversary, if you will. So we have two cupcakes that we will get to eat tonight once we take them out of the freezer.
I like little things like that. The first year with my now wife, I would do a rose every month. So like, for the 9 months, it'd be 9 roses.
Yeah, of course. I got you.
That type of thing.
I don't think that Bob is going to do 9 roses, but the cupcakes we're both looking forward to. You want to know what they are? They're coconut cupcakes with coconut cupcakes with white chocolate and raspberry.
Ooh.
Chocolate ganache filling and then buttercream frosting.
Oh, my.
Oh, they're amazing. We had a coconut taste testing weekend before the wedding, and then Stephanie made them all. I mean, they were terrific. So we will have two of those later on. But I need to find him a gift this morning when I go to the store. So
buy more of that.
Fingers crossed for me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.